On the show today, we have BCU's very own Carey Price and Breach Clarity's Jim Van Dyke talking about how the two companies are working together to essentially build trust with BCU's members in this digital online space where we have to be right now. And some great takeaways in this talk with Carey and Jim, so check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have BCU's very own Carey Price right there below us. Carey, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. Do you guys prefer Baxter Credit Union, or is it BCU? Because I know the branding and everything is BCU, so what's the preferred name, or does it matter?
BCU.
Got it.
So thank you for that clarification.
You are welcome. BCU it is. And Then right next to me is Mr. Jim Van Dyke from Breach Clarity. Jim, how are you doing, sir?
Hey, good, Michael. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you as well again. We were just on a call yesterday. So it's like seeing a lot of each other these days, even though it's all remote. One of these days in person, we'll get back to the in-person stuff. Can't wait. Hey, I also want to talk, we're talking today about how actually Breach Clarity has helped BCU kind of meeting the needs of today's stressed out consumers, kind of getting them online, feeling safe and being able to do their business with the credit union stuff. So Jim, I wanted to, let's lay the foundation here real quick before we get to Carey. What prompted you to create Breach Clarity and thus kind of reaching out and helping BCU out as a result?
Yeah, let me answer that question for you. So why we created Breach Clarity, but before I do that, because I don't want to forget this, I want to just say something for your listeners who might not realize it. So in my former life, even though I got my start in fintech in the credit union industry, digital banking and so on, I, for 12 years, ran one of the largest fintech research companies, happened to get a lot of big banks as clients. And I'm just going to throw this out there because it needs to be said for all the listeners. Not enough people in the industry know about Carey Price. I've worked with digital banking leaders at the nation's biggest banks and the very biggest credit unions. And I know the good ones when I see them. So I'm not trying to be just a nice guy. I'm just saying there are some unheralded stars out there. And so I'm on this show with one of them. When that's Carey. She really knows her stuff. So now
I'll zell you later. I'll zell you later, Jim.
Okay, thanks. Seriously, though. So why did we create Breach Clarity? So, you know, as mentioned, I've been a fintech researcher for a long time and a product manager for a long time and the main expert witness on the nation's biggest data breaches. And when I was giving all this testimony in the legal system, these big cases that essentially cause credit unions and banks identity theft and fraud problem. That's what data breaches do, right? That's why in a normal year, they are headline news, top news every single day. And as soon as this COVID and election stuff is behind us, they will be again.
Yep.
So I looked at it and I said, these products that people are spending in the US alone, $4 billion a year on, you know, LifeLock type products, they don't help the main problem. The main problem is in, you know, the fraud that's being caused by data breaches. You can see the data are really clear. It's in existing accounts. So credit unions pay for most of it. Consumers pay for a little bit of it if they don't get the right help. And the current solutions aren't matching up to the problem. So without going into all the technology and why that's true, I thought, well, I know enough from my expert witness to write an algorithm that gives everybody the equivalent of what they get from their doctor, which is like a prescription or medical advice. So we stopped telling everyone, hey, change your password, monitor your credit. They're like, hey, why are you telling everybody the same thing?
Right.
Everybody has a unique breach history. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs a unique set of instructions on what to do. That's why I created it.
Gotcha. And having said that, Carey, so why did you guys reach out to Breach Clarity or vice versa? Why are you guys, what was going on at your credit union to kind of look at a technology like Breach Clarity and then move forward to work with them?
Yes, sure. So it was very serendipitous for us to talk to Jim Van Dyke about his product. And I'll tell you where this was birthed. So early in the pandemic, this was end of March, BCU took on an empathy mapping exercise. And we did that so that we could better understand kind of what what's in our members' heads right now through this pandemic, and how are they feeling about it? So we went through this exercise, and what emerged from this, and this is before I talked to Jim, it was a persona that was concerned about security, and specifically online security, because now they're having to use their online accounts, right? And they're going online. So we heard that from our call centers. They were taking calls about these people that were more concerned, because it was accelerated, obviously, because credit unions were, you know, closing branches and share branching was closed. So we were hearing that a lot, and that concern of their personal security was coming up. So like I said, it was very timely. I talked to Jim, and we were actually already on the phone looking for other products similar to Breach Clarity, so that we could bring into our digital platform and provide it to our members. So the timing was great to talk to Jim about that, and then just hearing really the depth, as Jim just described, offering our members a lot more than even we expected. So that was also very timely for BCU.
Yeah, and that's serendipitous for sure. And Jim, so how did you guys work with BCU to get this technology going and help, you know, help their members? Because I mean, obviously, especially at that time, it was kind of chaotic a little bit for all of us, especially the member. So especially having to move everything online, digital, all this type of stuff. How secure is this going to be, and all that type of stuff? So how did you guys work with BCU in this respect?
Yeah, well, so we had what I would consider a two-stage conversation. So the first was about building an ROI model. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of interaction to understand what are their particular pain points. We really like doing this with clients, where we can, because as former researchers, that have helped them assess whether or not a certain type of technology makes sense. That's what we did for a living prior to starting a fintech. We did that as researchers for all technologies. So we looked at call center costs, and we looked at goals around acquisition and loyalty, and the percentage to which it's true that members leave their primary FI if they've been a victim of fraud there, all those things, mm-hmm. built the model, and the ROI came to positive. So that was stage one. And stage two was working very closely, people on our team, with people that built, that mapped our API layer, because I was really impressed with how quickly BCU wanted to work on this, map our API layer to theirs. And even though we offer a non-integrated version, which isn't going to be as, you know, as complete of a UX, whenever you deploy that, those can be deployed in days, mm-hmm. but they wanted to do the full integrated experience. So we worked really closely with their middleware provider to link from their digital banking to our APIs.
Gotcha.
And Sarah, so did I say that right?
Yeah, that sounds right. So we are still in the process of getting that done. So we're excited about doing a pilot of about 1,000 members. We're going to do a POC and then kick it off to the rest of our membership next year.
Okay. And what does it look like, Jim? I'm going to go to you on this one, and Carrie as well. What does it look like, and how does it help better serve your members? So what does it exactly look like for a member out there? And how does it kind of enhance their, I guess, security for the credit union, and thus, you know, build the trust and the loyalty and all that good stuff? So what does it look like, or how does it work?
Well, yeah, I'm going to give the high level version, because frankly, I'd rather hear Carrie describe it. It's cool. Even though it was my idea in the beginning, but the idea is that, you know, just based on the consumer's email address, that's all we need. We don't store any PII, or the consumer can just enter in breaches they recall being in. You know, the average credit union member is breached twice a year, and they don't remember where. So once they get those notices, rather than throw them in the trash, they can use our tool to add that to it. But simply from their email address, they just log in and they're done. I mean, it just shows them, it's kind of like free credit scores, but for action steps people need to take to protect their, and it'll show you where you've been breached, what your risk of, and what you should do.
Gotcha. And Carrie,
do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I'd love to. So yeah, where we feel the value is, so as Jim described, kind of the look of that. So where we think the value is going to be is in the digital banking platform, because that's where our members are. Right. So as they see front and center every time they log in, they get that information. And so we feel like that is going to be the differentiator, is in that it's very central to their digital experience. We know that by it being in the digital banking, it's going to drive deeper trust and engagement from our members. And that's kind of back to that ROI. We think that's really helpful. And one thing that Jim and I have been talking about is, you know, you think of the person that could really take advantage of this, and not only the person logging in digitally, but I think of, like, I'm sure all of us have that credit union member who's they're concerned, they're worried about it. And I think about my mother who calls and is concerned, but is we can, as a credit union, show that value every time they log in and they see that, they know that we have their back. And so that's what I think is really exceptional about the Breach Clarity product. We're really excited to roll out to our members.
And especially, like you mentioned before, a lot of the new folks going digital, I don't want to say they're for the first time, but, you know, a lot of first time users of this stuff, you know, and they were very unsure of kind of treading in these waters that they've never really ventured in before. So that's got to be a huge factor as well, right?
Yeah. Well, one thing I would say too is, so BCU is a SEG-based credit union. And so the companies that we serve, they provide a similar service, not Breach Clarity, to their employees. So this is an opportunity also for BCU to provide value to those members that work at these large companies that we serve, because they're having to absorb that cost themselves, those employees, and the company is as well. So we really feel like this is a great service to the members and to our company partners.
Indeed. And can you, I mean, I know you're probably still early in the game, but can you share any results that you're targeting using the Breach Clarity solution?
Yeah. So in terms of ROI, it definitely has a positive ROI financially, but we also feel like some of the benefits, as Jim mentioned, would be new acquisition. So attracting new members to BCU, as well as the dormancy. So we feel like if there is a breach, they're not going to cancel their account with BCU, but we are going to be able to provide better experience. Yeah. My call centers today, they don't have all of that information to help serve that member. So with the Breach Clarity solution, there's a real unique way to get specific educated call center support to the members. So we think that that's also a big value add. Okay. And once we roll that out, we're expecting at least 25% of our active members to take advantage of it.
Wow. Good for you guys. Yeah. Good for you guys. And so, Jim, coming to you, what's next for Breach Clarity, especially working with BCU? Because it sounds like, you know, sky could be the limit here for these folks.
That's right. You know, and they're doing that first stage of the deployment very soon, and like Carrie talked about. So we're really excited about that. You know, some things that are next, and what we're hearing from some credit unions is they want to, in some cases, move more to a revenue model. And so figure out how do they make perhaps have fee-based options or just add on sales options, but ones that are very sustainable. You know, and so we are ready to have that conversation with people. So if they're shifting because of what's going on with financial challenges, their members or their financial position is now going through, we're able to do that. And so that requires an individual conversation, but we think Breach Clarity can be an essential part if that's what somebody's already decided to do. The second is we have coming up not too far into the new year. You know, we're all used to knowing how free credit scores work and how that's become kind of table stakes, frankly. You know, if you haven't come up with it already, that ship has probably sailed and you shouldn't be thinking about adding it now. But what we found from polling 1,000 young adults and saying how popular would Breach Clarity be compared to free credit scores, they said as popular or more popular. So what we are going to be creating very early in the new year is a single identity safety score for every consumer from their breach history. And so then you take the action step, should be taking at your prime credit union, and then your score improves.
That is going to be cool. I cannot wait to see that. I think you're probably pretty excited about that too, Carrie. I mean, that's going to be super, super cool to see that in action for sure. So, oh my gosh, 2021, I think it's going to be an all right year. I think we're going to get past this garbage and have a good year. So, and I want to, one last question for you, Carrie. What were your goals when you started this whole thing? What did you guys want to achieve? Are you still in the process of achieving it, or where are you in that process?
Yeah, it hasn't materialized because we haven't rolled out the product yet. But what we hope to do is kind of what I mentioned earlier, and that is, first and foremost, there's a lot of hard value that's derived from the Breach Clarity product that we're expecting. But more so is really what I mentioned about trust and just really developing trust with our members.
Yep.
and that assurance, especially in this time, right? And so that is, I would say, the more the soft value cost that, or I would say benefit that we plan on delivering with the Breach Clarity solution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that trust goes a long, long way. Like you said, especially in today's world, for sure. Okay. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Any final words to wrap up here? Any final words of wisdom, Jim, here? Anything else to add?
No, we'd love to have ROI-oriented conversations with people, like the way we got started with Carrie. So,
And I'd be happy to talk to anybody too, and share our model. So,
good deal. All righty, and Carrie, anything else? Any other fun? Anything
no,
fun?
Good. No, thanks for your time.
Fantastic. All right, guys. Well, again, I'll let you get back to work. I know you got lots on your plate. Happy holidays to you and yours, and be well and be safe. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
You are welcome.
Bye.